Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Like we have been, we're going to start out in the Word and in prayer. The armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, your word is our sword. Your truth and righteousness is our hope. May we have feet fitted to do your will. May we not be so arrogant to believe we can war against the evils without you in our lead. There is a war raging. There are threats, there are attacks on your people. A nation, once recognized as yours, is now led by evildoers. Watch over your remnant here. Make us bold with your truth and word. May we not be shaken and fall away with fears. For fear is the only thing to fear. You have already defeated death. We ask now, as your people, to protect our president and his family. Protect our vice president and his family. May you touch their lives, gird them with your truth, give them the discernment in all matters, foreign, domestic, and personal. Let them feel thy holy presence in their lives. Guide their teams and administrations. Expose those who are leakers and spies, for the haters and the liars, for the evil one. Let the Judases of the team be made known. I ask that you bless all the listeners here today. Keep them safe. If they sleep, let them wake with eyes to see and ears to hear and feet to do your work. Be with me, O God, that I may be your instrument, an encourager, and a truth seeker. Thank you for those who have lifted up CSC Talk Radio and me. Each prayer, encouraging word and note, and each donation is taken to heart and humbly respected. Thank you for Rudy, who has volunteered his days to help with office tasks and sales calls. May we soon have the breakthrough to eliminate the stress. Thank you for Melody Cedarstrom, Greg Owen, CO2 Coalition, for Daniel Turner, each of these striving to speak truth and yet make a living. They have chosen CSC Talk Radio as one of their media platforms. I ask that you will bless them in that. I thank you for all my many blessings, my family, my friends who have remained patient while I continue this mission, and my friends who constantly lift me up to you, my listeners. I thank you for my listeners, your people. As always, we or I humbly ask your forgiveness. We are your children. We falter and we seek our own selfish ways when we know your way is always the best way. Our nation needs you, O God. It is only through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can truly be home. Bring America home, O Lord. Bring your people home. In Jesus' name we come and we pray. Amen.